This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I got a lot of cool stuff to talk about today. All right, apparently, scientists, okay, can take cancer cells, they say, and they have been able to figure out how to take a cancer cell and turn it back into a healthy cell. This is way cool. Now, I know a lot of you guys think, you know, we doctors are geeks because we find this stuff fascinating. No, I think we're all geeks because any of us have ever had a family member who had cancer, this could be one of the biggest breakthroughs to cancer treatment. So I'm really, really excited about this. One thing I'm not too excited about is many of you guys are cleaning with these antimicrobial bacterial wet wipes. And they're pretty cool because they're, you know, a wipe and you can wipe something down, etc. Well, now they're saying that these wet wipes are spreading deadly bacteria. So you guys are now screwing everything up for everybody. So we'll have to talk about that. While we talk about cleaning up, like on our airplane seat, etc., we have the dirtiest areas of an aircraft revealed. Very interesting to see where things are the most dirty and disgusting. So we're going to talk about that. Many of you suffer from back pain. And what's been a very, very huge adjunct to therapy has been these steroid injections. And we've been using them to thwart surgery for your back, neck, etc. All right. Now we're hearing that these spinal steroid injections may not be all that. And many of you guys have already told me that and have already felt only temporary relief. But we have a study talking about that for those of you guys thinking about doing that. And then possibly we are going to have a vaccine that would give us lifelong protection to the flu so we don't have to continually go and get flu shots. That would be pretty, pretty nice. And so we'll talk about that. See, I teach you guys something. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. As a bunch of kids are going back to school and we're all doing the dance, we're like, yee-haw. Although I guess some places back east, they still haven't started school. Many places, I guess they start school after Labor Day weekend. So I'm not really sure about that. But anyway, I'm still seeing a lot of colds. I'm seeing sore throats and stuffy noses and earaches, etc. So Fox News has a nice little list of some foods that can help fight summer colds. And I agree with this list. I think this list is pretty nice. Broccoli. All right. Broccoli is a wonder vegetable. I think it helps fight arthritis pain, and I think it helps protect against colds. All right. Apparently, broccoli has vitamin C. One cup of broccoli has 135% of the daily recommended value. It has antioxidants like lutein, zeaxanthin, and beta carotene. It also has omega-3s and anti-inflammatory agents, kemphorol, isothiocyanates, and those make you feel better. So, broccoli, you can eat a variety of ways. I like mine completely lathered in butter and cheese, but that's not the healthiest way to do it. Yogurt. Yogurt's another food on the list. It has a lot of lactobacillus. And lactobacillus is a probiotic. It boosts the immune system, helps promote healthy digestion, prevents harmful bacteria growing in your GI tract. And so it's nice. Yogurt's also sweet. You want a good dessert? I think yogurt is great and it's filling. For breakfast, yogurt has calcium and calcium helps you lose weight. Yogurt keeps you full, so yogurt's nice. Again, my favorite yogurt is the frozen chocolate yogurt with strawberry topping and M&M's. Now, we're talking about the white, curdly, breakfast-type yogurt. You know, I know. I like what, I think, is it Starbucks or Einstein bagels that mixes fruit and granola in it? I like that. I like parfaits. That I could do. Red wine. They say it could ward off the common cold because it has the flavonoids, the antioxidants from red grapes and resveratrol. They say red wine can help fight nasal viruses. And I know a lot of you guys are like, great, I'll just spread, you know, red wine all over the house. That would smell really good. But in moderation, please. Cinnamon. Cinnamon has been used by the Chinese for centuries because of its antioxidant activity. It has antibacterial, antifungal properties. It's really, really cool. They say you could use cinnamon to relieve cough and sore throat by putting a couple sticks into boiling water that you're going to be using for tea. Make sure you cool it off first so your green tea will have the cinnamon that the tea bag is thrown into the water that has cinnamon in it. So that could be pretty cool. Try it. And then black pepper. Black pepper is a natural expectorant. Now, what do expectorants do? They break up mucus and they break up phlegm. So those of you guys who are, you know, sick and then all of a sudden you eat something spicy, you're like, I could breathe more. I could cough it up now. Well, that's probably because of the spicy black pepper. It helps relieve cold symptoms quicker. They say 2 teaspoons of black pepper has 40% of your daily recommended intake of manganese, which we use for bone production and blood sugar control. Manganese is pretty important. I know some of you guys are like, wait a second, 2 teaspoons, 40%? How am I supposed to get the rest? I don't know. Just eat your vegetables. Usually your vegetables have everything, okay? Eat your vegetables. So those are foods that fight summer colds. I got a cold. My engineer, Tom, is out today. Not sure. It's weird because, you know, the GCN network is set in Minneapolis, and I'm here in Las Vegas. So when your radio host and your engineer gets kind of sick at the same time, you wonder what the hell is being fed between the radio waves. I'm not sure. Oh, well. All right, guys, when we come back, let's talk about these steroid injections for your back and how do we switch off cancer cells and make them healthy again. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. Okay, last week we had received a email from somebody who wanted to, I guess, sue the hospital. We didn't get a chance to talk about this on air, but they felt they were being mistreated. There's been, I guess there's an essay circulating of a doctor mistreating a sedated patient. And, you know, you hear these stories, and as a doctor, I can't stand hearing things like that because it completely mars the profession that I have worked so hard to, exemplify. Is that the word for it? I've worked so hard to, you know, create and build, as well as many of my other colleagues. So you have some doofus out there that, unfortunately, you know, committing, improper acts or, you know, committing gross, committing, you know, gross negligence, gross malpractice. And it really ticks me off. And I know a lot of you have had concerns with some of your care. A couple of you have left messages on the answer line. Let's go and play those now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
My name is Frank, and I had a horrible experience at a county hospital here in town. I went there a couple of years ago, and I just basically had a urinary tract infection, and that's what I went in for, and they kept me sedated. I woke up 3.5 months later with a colostomy bag and all kinds of stuff. Nurses, CNAs, everybody was extremely rude. They told me that I had tuberculosis, and they said everybody hates me because I had tuberculosis, and I didn't know it. How could I know that I had tuberculosis? I had no signs or symptoms. And I spent 6 months at this hospital, and the whole time it was a complete nightmare. It changed my life forever. And they only performed half of the services necessary, and I'm expected to go back and get the other services performed, like colon resection surgery. And I'm frightened to death, and I have no idea, you know, how I'm going to handle this. But it's been a year and a half now, and I need to have colon resection surgery, but I'm afraid to death to go back to this butcher shop because there's no bedside manner. It's horrible. Sure, they saved my life, but I believe that they added to the problems that I had instead of fixed whatever basic urinary tract infection. Anyway, thank you.
You know, I this call looks like is from a listener who listens to one of the delayed shows, so I can't talk to you live because I'd like to find out exactly what I have a lot more questions on what happened. First and foremost, what struck me is the staff should not have told you that everybody hates you because you have tuberculosis. Okay? I mean, you as a patient, any of us as a patient, okay, we don't want to get something contagious. And I think we try pretty damn hard to not get something contagious. There's a friend of a friend who I guess has been suffering with meningitis because she has a cerebral spinal fluid leak. All right? Not currently contagious from what we understand, but it wasn't her fault. I mean, she wasn't doing anything high risk. And she has something that unfortunately is pretty serious. And so you're being told you have a contagious disease, and you know, rather than getting the empathy that would you know, really I think be kind of conducive at this time while you're trying to recover, you're being told that people are mad at you and hate you, and that's I think completely outrageous, outlandish, and it shouldn't happen. You know, there's a woman, I guess, in Chicago who is suing Chicago-based Holy Cross Hospital, Frankie Brown. She's suing in Cook County Circuit Court against Holy Cross Hospital and Sinai Health System because she said that while she was admitted there, she had developed pressure ulcers and wounds on her body, including but not limited to her sacrum, coccyx, and feet and ankles, which were first documented after being transferred to an outside hospital on August 3rd, 2014. She's seeking damages of more than $50,000, plus the cost of the lawsuits to fairly and justly compensate her for injuries and medical treatment. Okay, so what should be happening when you're going to the hospital? Okay, let's just put that out there, okay? Number one, they're supposed to be administering life-saving care if that is what you do not have a do not resuscitate order for. Everybody then will receive life-saving care. All right, that is the number one job of the hospital. Actually, the number one job of the hospital, okay, is to take you in. Alright, and they do that, okay? And I'm not saying this to defend the hospital, okay? We're not trying to defend anybody, we're just being objective. So the first thing they're supposed to do is take you in, okay? You're sick, you're ill, and you try to run around a department store, okay? I mean, that's not the place for you. So taking you in is already the first part of their treatment for you, okay? Giving you a bed, giving you an area to be, okay? And a clean area. All right, then they need to do life-saving measures on you, okay? Ambulance brings you in, you're in a code, etc. They're supposed to save your life, okay? Now, if, let's say, you aren't coming in as a code, but you have a condition and you may deteriorate. When I was an ER doc, my job as that ER doc is to not send you back home if you're going to deteriorate and die. Because remember, my first job is to make sure you have a place to be if you're sick, okay, and not in the wrong place. We don't want you at the wrong place. We want you in the correct place. So if we think the correct place is at the hospital, great. If we do not think your place is in an emergency room where you could be at risk for other infections, etc., we are required to get you out of the hospital. We don't want you staying in the hospital longer than you need to, getting sick. Why? We could be liable later for keeping you, and now you're getting, pressure ulcers or illnesses, etc. So we're required to make sure that when you don't need hospital services, you get back to your home, because many people do convalesce at home. They convalesce, we've even found worker comp injuries that convalesce better when they go back to work. So it's our job to make sure that you go back to where you need to. All right, which is why work notes. Work notes aren't because we like you and, we want you to like us and, we gave you a couple days off work so you could kick back. Work notes are because we are supposed to determine where you are supposed to be to convalesce, etc. If you could go back to work and support your family and you need that and your boss wants that, we'll say, it looks like you don't have anything contagious. Absolutely, they could go back to work and let them work. But if we think you're contagious or we think you need to convalesce, we keep you off work, all right? Right, this is a job, okay? Now you have an issue where we're like, okay, I don't think you're going to make it at home. We're going to admit you to the hospital. We're going to admit you to the hospital so you have a safe place, a clean place, you have care, and we're going to hopefully get the specialist or your attending physician, et cetera, to look at you and help get you better while you're in hospital care. Frankie, it's a shame what you went through. I'd really love to know more about the tuberculosis and the colostomy bag and what all happened. Sounded like what you had was pretty, pretty serious. But the staff is required to be cordial, and they're required to be helpful. Okay? We don't really have, I guess, any rules on staff being nice and friendly. Okay, that's not what a hospital's job is supposed to be. Okay, your nurses are working very long hours. They're covering a lot of patients. Okay, hospitals are not supposed to be the friendly kumbaya place. I would love them to be. I think the more customer service and more, the hospitals where, patients are giggling and patients are having a good time convalesce better, but that's not a requirement. If that nurse is making sure that you're getting the right medication and that nurse is, busting her butt, cleaning you and doing the occupational therapy and the physical therapy and everything else that these nurses have to do, the pulmonary toilet and all the other stuff that they have to do, they're doing their job. All right. However, it is implied in their job that they're not supposed to insult you. They're not supposed to show bias, and they are not supposed to say, look, we hate you. And if that did happen, that should have never happened. Okay. All right. Now, have I ever gotten mad at a patient? I've gotten mad at patients. Okay, I've never told anybody that they hate them. I mean, I've taken care of people with big, huge swastikas on them. You just take care of them. I really don't really say much on a personal note. But have I had patients who didn't follow my orders? Yeah. I'm like, and how I say it is, I'm like, I can't be your doctor. You obviously need, to find another doctor where your compliance would work better with them. But for me, I can't be your doctor if you don't, do what I, take my recommendations. You don't have to do exactly what I say, but if you're not going to take my recommendations, this really isn't the place. And I guess we need to help you find a doctor that doesn't mind if you only come in once every 5 years. All right, good luck with that. All right, but again, I mean, we will be snarky sometimes. I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. There's only so much we could take. But again, nobody should be using the word hate. Nobody should be using any racist comments. Nobody should be stereotyping, etc. We've talked about hospital safety and treatment. Making sure you have family members there, I think, is very, very helpful. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I guess over the weekend, there were 300 topless protesters running around New York, parading in Manhattan. And I guess it happened in a variety of places in the United States and other countries because they want women to be given the same rights as men when it comes to being topless in public. I guess Rachel Jesse from New York City's Go Topless group says free nipples and bodies frees minds as well, restoring self-image and self-esteem. Oh, no. All right. If I had to walk around topless, no self-image, no self-esteem on my part. In fact, wow. So I guess there was a lot of people running around bare-chested. I think some men were wearing bikini tops. They say our goal is for equal gender topless rights to be enforced worldwide, freeing women's nipples. The poor cops, they had to, they probably didn't know what to restrain first. As a woman, I'm for equal rights, equal pay, et cetera, obviously. So let's say a woman is wearing a bikini bottom, okay, or a bikini thong, et cetera. Yet a man wants to wear the same amount of fabric equally, okay? The same amount of fabric equally, such that things are going to be hanging out all over the place. Would we be like, well, wait a second, that's not appropriate? We probably would. We'd say, look, you know what, man, you have to kind of, you know, package it back up. Okay, you got to wear, you know, more clothes down there. But then men could say, well, that's no fair. How come women get to walk around and, I don't know, step out of cars and let the whole world and paparazzi see everything, but we men can't? That's not fair to us. So, I mean, where do we draw the line? Okay, you know, men and women are different, biological specimens. They are. Men are men, women are women. We have different body parts. And, certain body parts are a distraction to others. If somebody wants to make the argument that women should be able to go topless like men do, then I guess that's the same argument for us to just be one complete nudist colony. And if we really want true equality, no clothes per stitch, in case somebody goes, well, you know, she has more of a thread count than I do, fine. Then we would have to say no clothes, period. And I don't even think we want that. I don't even think as a society we want that. So, I commend the whole, you know, equal rights, equal pay, all that. But as a woman, no, I do not need to be topless. I think it's a right that I have no problem not being very, progressive about, and I'm very, very happy with my bra and stuff. I mean, here's the thing. There's no way I could walk around Manhattan. I would be tripping on myself. Not to mention the subway bus would run over one of the boobs, so no, absolutely not. But, you know, it gave a lot of people a chance to be naked on TV. So it looked like it was a happy time, and the police probably thought that was pretty fun as well. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The study has come out saying 1 in 3 American young adults identify them on the bisexual spectrum. This was a YouGov finding. And they looked at UK's young adults. I think they interviewed about 1,000 of them. And, most of them did not say they were 100% heterosexual or straight. New research found that when they rated them, depending on, you know, mostly straight, but maybe a gay encounter, having one non-straight encounter, being completely gay, etc., they found that close to 1/3 identified themselves as, I don't want to use the word bisexual because I think that term is going to be now changed, but as not completely heterosexual or not completely homosexual. Now, apparently they use the Kinsey scale. Kinsey scale was developed by Albert Kinsey back in the 1940s. And now everybody was under 30 years old. So it was 0 was completely heterosexual, 6 was completely homosexual, level 1 to 5 kind of did the various degrees with predominantly straight, incidentally gay, incidentally straight, etc. All right, 4% identified as exclusively gay. That was it. Just 4%. 12%, though, reported having at least one homosexual experience. 78% said they were completely heterosexual. 2% reported they were unsure. So, in the past, we used to just make it a whole black and white type of delineation. You are gay or you are straight. And bisexual, that terminology came out in the last few decades to allow people who were like Anne Heck, who had a very serious relationship with Ellen DeGeneres, but has had, I believe, 2 marriages since, to men. So having a very serious relationship with a woman, having a very serious relationship with a man, they've used the term bisexual. But what if all those terms are completely moot? What if they're all obsolete? What if the true population now is a mixture of you have sex and whoever's in the room, if you are attracted to them at the time, I guess you have sex with them, and you don't identify yourself as one or the other. You have a family, you unite, mate with somebody, but you have sexual pleasure with people of the sexual preference who you want. And I'm thinking that's the way the society is turning, as we're finding less and less marriage. We're also finding just even in the heterosexual realm, you find people that are having babies with people they don't want to be married to, even if they have no homosexual inclination at all. And they will have a baby, and not always an accident. Okay? And, nope, they do not want to marry that person. Yes, they have a baby with them. They don't want to marry that person, but they're going to live with somebody else. They live with another man or another woman. And I'm not exactly sure where, as a society, that leads us to. Are we more of a, let's just, you know, for the day, live and love and not tie anybody down? Is it bad for the kids in that they don't have a stable, what we used to believe a stable, where mom and dad were the same mom and dad always there for them? Or is the new norm you have multiple sets of parents and that there are many people involved in your upbringing? Okay? You know, whether it's a divorced couple, whether it's a homosexual couple, whether it's a heterosexual couple that has other partners, we're in a different society right now. Studies have shown children raised by gay parents have no psychological issues or health issues, which I agree with. But I am very interested in somebody having multiple. Like the dad's house having multiple female partners coming in and out, and the mom of the child having multiple male partners in and out of the house, such that the kid technically has 2 parents, but has a multitude of people being involved in that child's rearing. And I'd like to know what the studies show on that end, because that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a lot of people involved now in the kid's life. Maybe it's for the better, maybe it's not. 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
So, sorry, trying to eat some trail mix. Trying to be healthier, but it's not. It doesn't work. It's very hard to have trail mix in your mouth while you're trying to eat. Okay. Boy, stock market has been a little bit kooky. The stock market started this day having close to an 1,100-point drop. apparently an 8.5% drop in the Shanghai Composite Index in Monday's trading session spreads financial markets across the world, making a lot of us go, ooh, today. Me, I don't really have any money in the stock market. Right, I never got a chance to, especially with the recession. And so, you know, I tried to right around September 11th, and that unfortunately didn't pan out. So I'm not in the stock market, but from what I understand, many of you guys are. We're a little bit nervous about what's going on today. All right. From what I understand, we did regain a lot of our losses. And by the time many of you do listen to the show, if some of you listen to it delayed, hopefully it kind of ironed out a little bit. But, you know, I'm not sure what's happening over there. You know, I mean, I guess the immediate trigger was this global volatility that happened. Why? China. Sharp drops in stocks there. The Chinese economy is slowing. And, you know, we've talked about how a recession can come back again, even though I don't even think we're out of the first recession. And this is another example, in addition to what's going on with Greece in Europe, where we do not have a healthy economy. We are still very, very unstable. They say the Chinese economy is slowing, according to the New York Times. 38% drop in the Shanghai Composite Index since June 12 is huge. Their economy is struggling, and I know many Americans say, well, look, you know, China was supposed to take us over, so them having struggles, you know, it puts us in a better light. Not entirely, not when we are all so dominoed and latticed to each other from an economy standpoint. So, no. It's not good. And again, I'm not an economist, and so the other economy shows would obviously explain this a lot more. I'm just here to tell you that it is a concern. And so I would just make sure that whatever we did not do pre the first recession, we don't make that same mistake. Hopefully everybody's saving. Hopefully people are not, I guess, living beyond their means, which, again, I think a lot of us did. Me too. I thought, you know, I mean, we took two vacations one summer. Two week-long trips in the summer. That was more than I could have ever imagined. We were like, wow, we did a Dr. Dahlia Show cruise to Hawaii, even though that was part work still. And we went to that was to Alaska, and then we did a week-long or maybe a five-day trip to Hawaii. For us, that was a lot of spending. And to take off work for 2 weeks, never again. I'm telling you, never again. I hope this never happens again. A Louisiana state trooper has died today from injuries he suffered when he was shot in the head yesterday by a man whose pickup truck had run into a ditch. He got out of his truck with a sawed-off shotgun and shot the police officer who went to help him. 43-year-old senior trooper Stephen Vincent, a 13-year state police veteran in southwestern Louisiana, member of law enforcement family, tried to talk a man out of the vehicle stuck sideways in the ditch. He said the truck door opened and the man, identified as Kevin Daigle, 54 years old, of Lake Charles, came out with a shotgun. That shotgun wasn't to do anything else but hurt someone, kill someone, according to Colonel Mike Edmondson. And unfortunately, the tape does show the shotgun blast. And two or three buckshot pellets hit him, doing major damage to the brain. Even though he was taken to medical facilities, he was unable to survive. We're talking about, you know, police officers doing their job and helping people stuck in a ditch. And they're putting their lives on the line. And I don't know what I would, you know, urge our cops to do, except maybe, you know, avoid. I mean, you know, they have to, they can't put their lives on the line like this to have these evil, idiot, I can't say on air, people shoot them dead in cold blood when they're there to help. You know, and everyone is very, very, I guess, up in arms about how the police have had to have approached, you know, protesters and approached people. When you hear of just a routine, you know, not even routine, somebody needed help, cop going over to help somebody, right? And they basically get ambushed and shot down. I don't know what the answer is. Do we just, you know, let all the cops take a hiatus? All right. And, you know, see what mayhem ensues. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but I think it's a real shame that, you know, we as a society are killing our own police officers. That's sick. It's disgusting. And why would anybody want to serve and protect our communities and our country? Why? Why would anybody want to do that if they think they're going to get shot down when they go to help somebody? And we're really going to have a crisis on our hands. Okay, we don't have enough people wanting to join the military. We're not going to have enough people wanting to join the police force. It's a real shame. And God bless everyone out there that helps to protect us. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Definite heroes, as we are hearing. Anthony Sadler, National Guardsman Alex Scarlatos, and U.S. Airman Spencer Stone, all right, woke up from a sleep, I guess, when there was a, he was on a high-speed train from Amsterdam to Paris on Friday, and I guess when a gunman boarded the train, emerged from the toilet or the bathroom carrying a number of weapons. This occurred during a stop at Brussels. Moroccan national Ayoub El Kazani, 26 years old, said he was not a terrorist. All right. Apparently, I believe his attorney said it was just to rob the train, even though he had an assault rifle, automatic pistol, 9 cartridge clips, and a box cutter. Well, passengers such as U.S. Airman Spencer Stone jumped up and helped take him down, as well as his other friends and comrades there, Anthony Sadler and Alex Scarlatos. Another passenger, French actor Jean-Hugh Anglade, activated the emergency alarm, injuring his hand while breaking the glass, and then positioned his body over his children. A French man who was not identified courageously tried to overpower the gunman before the suspect fired several shots. The French Interior Minister, Bernard Casanueva, said Trevor was wounded in his 50s. I guess, you know, when you heard what happened with September 11th, and you heard that on Flight 93, the passengers are like, okay, this isn't going to happen to us. We are going to, you know, we are going to fight this. And unfortunately, they all perished anyway. You get this feeling that these bad guys that are trying to take us over, these bad guys that are trying to scare us, they're fightable, okay? Everybody is fightable. You don't have to take it lying down like a bunch of us did in Holocaust times, like many people are still unfortunately dealing in this world. And so, you know, good for these guys. I mean, thank God, because that could have been a horrible disaster. That shooting that happened in an Oregon mall years ago, an off-duty military officer, or I believe, you know, had his concealed carry, and stops the gunman. Gunman decides to shoot himself. Mayhem was ended right then and there. No more lives lost. I don't know what we need to do, especially as the government wants to limit our guns, but I got to tell you, you know, I think maybe in case we don't get to concealed carry anymore, we do lose our Second Amendment rights to carry, I would bear arms. I say we start to learn every move that the Israeli soldiers, the American soldiers learn, Krav Maga, judo, whatever we got to learn, so that we can, in these instances, all right, help protect our, you know, fellow citizens. Because there's bad guys out there, and they need to be taken down. 1-877-DOCTALI, don't go away.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.